Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Last time, we heard the wise father warn of one kind of danger. Those who delight in perversion and wrongdoing will try to deceive the young son into becoming like them. Today, the young son is warned against another kind of danger. Proverbs 2, verses 16 to 19, reading from the ESV. So, you will be delivered from the forbidden woman, from the adulteress with her smooth words, who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house sinks down to death, and her paths to the departed. None who go to her come back, nor do they regain the paths of life. The earlier section described the perverse man. Like him, the unfaithful wife abandons her commitments. When trust breaks down and relationships are entirely reduced to contracts, the community becomes increasingly fragmented. And here, trust is being broken in the most personal and intimate human relationship. Such breakdown affects the most vital relationship, the covenant with God. The emphasis on covenant makes clear that this woman is an Israelite, not a foreigner. At issue is not her ethnicity, but her ethics. The unfaithful wife disdains covenant and morality. She is careless of her commitment to her mate, trashing her marriage vows. The deadly danger to the young son is her seductive speech. Her words are like an enemy's, soothing the young son's sense of danger, deceiving him with flattery, enticing him into deadly harm. If the young son listens to wisdom, he will be able to see that the words of the unfaithful wife are never to be trusted. Her very unfaithfulness to her mate proves that her promises are worthless. Being sexually intimate while being spiritually and emotionally distant. Using people and discarding them. The resulting destruction of personal integrity. Hers is a way that leads to death. The unfaithful wife may seem very enticing, but wisdom reveals her to be like the entrance to the grave. To go with her is a death sentence. Even those who walk in wisdom's way must die. But for them, physical death is a valley of the shadows. God's presence leads them through into the sunlit uplands of abundant eternal life. That, however, is not the primary meaning. Here, the wise father's discourse is simply pointing out that being with the unfaithful wife leads to personal destruction from which there is no way back. From covenant betrayal, the personal and relational fallout that results makes a return to the life-enriching joy of marriage impossible. The conclusion, then, is to never abandon wisdom's way of life. We'll study that conclusion next time in Proverbs 2, verses 20 to 22. Let's pray. Lord God, keep us from deluding ourselves that we are invulnerable. Teach us to be always on guard so that we don't take a step off the right way. Thank you that yours is truly the way of flourishing. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.